This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Five British prisoners were released today from the U.S. Military Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. They were handed over to the British government and flown back to Britain for more questioning. At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the two-year detention of the men was justified.
The goal was to take these people off a battlefield and keep them away from killing other people. And that's been accomplished. That's a good thing for 2 years. That's not a bad thing. Second, the goal was to interrogate them, find out what do they know. Are there other terrorists running around that we could learn information about? Do they know where caches of weapons are? Do they know information about techniques or approaches? So they get interrogated for a couple of years. Then at some point you say, we think we've got what we need out of this crowd, five people, and let's move them along.
Four other British terror suspects are still being held at Guantanamo. President Bush has recommended that two of them should be in the first group of detainees who will go before a military tribunal. The fate of these detainees has been a thorny issue in U.S.-British relations. David Rennie is Washington correspondent for the British newspaper The Daily Telegraph, and he joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Hello.
Let's talk first about those released today. Any information about what they're alleged to have done?
Well, America is still defending the fact that they've been held at Guantanamo for more or less 2 years. They're saying they were enemy combatants. They're not just innocents abroad, which is what their families are saying they are. But on the same time, they're saying that they are sufficiently small a danger that they can be given into the UK's custody, and that the British government has assured America that they will not present a danger to America in the future, that if needs be, they will be placed under surveillance or perhaps even charged with terrorism offences. But the expectation is that they will not be tried, partly because evidence gathered against them in Guantanamo Bay is just simply not admissible in a British court because there was no lawyer present and they were not formally charged. So the whole thing is something of an embarrassment, even if they are released.
What have you heard from their family members back in Britain?
Their family members from the start have said that they have nothing to do with terrorism at all. You have various different stories. One of them is supposed to have been in Pakistan and Afghanistan looking for a wife. Some of them are described as holiday makers who are picked up by mistake. Some of them as aid workers who are picked up by mistake. So there's a lot of angry talk in the United Kingdom that these were innocents who've been held in a kind of legal black hole without any redress at all, and that this is righting a terrible wrong, sending them home.
There are still four other British citizens who are in detention at Guantanamo Bay, and you've been given some information from U.S. officials about the alleged case against those four. What have you learned?
Well, until very recently, basically this weekend, the American government said almost nothing about them and just said that they were bad people. Then suddenly this weekend, the U.S. government decided to release a whole bunch of information. They didn't link it to individuals by name, but they said that all four have trained in Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps, that one of them had volunteered to be a suicide bomber, had met Osama bin Laden three times. Another two, it was said that they had been sent to scout the British embassy in Kabul for Al-Qaeda. Very strong message being sent to the UK that these are not innocents. And perhaps the most important message sent was that the British government has also accepted that they are dangerous people who they don't want walking the streets of the UK. And so the sort of background to this is America is hinting, you know, don't keep bashing us over these detentions. We're basically doing the British a favour by keeping them locked up in Guantanamo, because there's serious doubt, using British law, that they could be locked up in Britain.
The family members of some of these four detainees were here in Washington yesterday pressing the case that they are being held unjustly and that they were doing nothing nefarious of any kind.
That's right. You had the father of Mohsen Beg, he's one of the four still being held, Azmat Beg, delivered a letter to the White House yesterday addressed to President Bush in which he reiterated that his son, in his view, was an innocent aid worker digging wells, teaching poor villagers. He says that his son is being held in a legal black hole. He says that if American officials are saying his son was a terrorist, that they are lying. The only other alternative, in his view, is that if his son has confessed to being a terrorist, it must have been under duress.
The question of these detainees has been a vexing issue for Tony Blair and his government. What is the official British position on what should be done with the men who still remain in Guantanamo?
It's been just a complete running sore for them in so many different ways. There's a tremendous amount of ill feeling in the UK about George Bush and the Bush administration. So the fact that Tony Blair was seen not to have fought for the rights of nine Britons who are being held by America was just a disaster for him. At the same time, there is evidence that British officials didn't accept the family's case that these people were all completely innocent. And so they've been pushing the Americans to try and resolve this one way or the other. The Americans' position is that they'd be happy to see these people tried and locked up in the UK. The British position is that under British law, they can't be locked up because they haven't actually broken any British laws necessarily.
David Rennie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Rennie is Washington correspondent for the British newspaper, The Daily Telegraph.